And welcome to Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver and broadcast online anywhere in the world, and also simulcast in Lethbridge, Alberta at the university station there. This is Australian music up front for the next roughly half an hour, then into brand new Canadian music. And this week we have a call through, a live phone interview with Dusty from Vancouver outfit Kill Matilda, who've recently relocated to Montreal to play some metal there for the folks. We've played a fair bit of Kill Matilda, and we tried to get Dusty a couple of weeks back, but we should have her on the phone today. So that's something to look forward to towards the second half. Now, regular listeners know that we always play the older stuff up front, and today I was digging around and I was just so happy to discover in the vinyl library here a copy of Under the Milky Way by The Church, the 12-inch single for that classic single from 1988, and I've been waiting to feature this song because a lot of people say it's pretty much one of the greatest tracks that have come out of Australia, a real classic song. And The Church are playing in Seattle next month, actually. They're still going strong after about 30 years, and they're doing this great run of shows in the United States where they're playing three of their albums in entirety, track front to back, track by track, three different albums from three periods of their career. And that's super exciting. I'll definitely head down to Seattle to see them on the 7th of February. And I'll do my best to sequester an interview with Steve Kilby, if possible. But for the time being, this is Under the Milky Way. So this came out on the 1988 album Starfish. And it was the band's only international hit. It actually stayed in the US top 40 for a number of weeks. And it reached number 69 on the charts in Canada. And it's had a fair bit of longevity as a song because it ended up as featured on the soundtrack for the movie Donnie Darko. So that's where a lot of people might recognise this song from if they can't remember back to 1988. But I wanted to play it because I found it here on vinyl, and I'll flip it over and play the B-side as well, because that's a bit of a rarity. And then I'll play one more track off their latest album, Untitled Number 23, so you get a sense of the kind of music they're playing these days. So here we go. This is The Church. This was actually in September 2008. Readers of the Weekend Australian magazine voted it as the best Australian song of the last 20 years. So there you go. This is there's quite a transcendent quality to this track. A real one of a kind. So let's, without further ado, get to it. This is The Church with Under the Milky Way from 1988.
Gets kind of empty. Sound of their breath fades with the light. I think about the loveless fascination under the Milky Way tonight. Lower the curtain down. Lower the curtain down, alright. I got no time for private consultation under the Milky Way tonight. Wish I knew.
My name's Chris Horrific.
I always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is, without question, the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it, Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Break your fingers.
And it's a Monday morning on CITR, and this is Stranded, the Australian Canadian music show. I'm your host, Matthew, and we just heard three tracks from the Church there, one after the other, playing in anticipation of their playing in the United States, their tour, which will be seeing them passing through Seattle on the 7th of February, and that's something I'll definitely be getting more and more excited about as the date gets closer. I played for you the classic single, Under the Milky Way, from 1988, because I actually found the 12-inch single here in the library, and that, I always love that when I can find some Australian vinyl here in the CITR library. And I played the B-side, actually, which the Anna Miranda, a nifty little song. It's actually the B-side to the Spanish version of the single. And interestingly, he looped around that same catchphrase in that song, as in Under the Milky Way. You probably heard that in the second song there. And finally, I played a song off the Church's latest album, Untitled Number 23, from last year, 2009. So you heard 1988, then through to 2009, the same band. And yeah, the 7th of February in Seattle. That'll be a quite a momentous tour for the band, about 30 years into their career. So we are playing Australian and Canadian music. And here's a young man I just discovered. His name is Connor B. Fitz. And he is a former session musician who from Newcastle, Australia, who's put out his debut album. I'll read you a little bit about what he said about himself online. In 7 or so years as a session musician, I've done some pretty strange and interesting things. I played country songs on the back of a truck next to a spit-roasting pig, jazz standards at swanky cocktail bars, disco songs in lavishly decorated ballrooms, rock songs in sweaty, seedy cesspools, reggae with the local stoners on the streets of Byron Bay, show tunes for the old folks at RSL clubs, Christmas carols with school kids, soul music in Papua New Guinea at a venue surrounded by shotgun-wielding guards, blues tunes for mafia guests arriving by private helicopter, jaunty theatre numbers in an outback musical complete with horses and motorbike acrobatics. I've been treated like dirt by the super rich, treated like a king by those with nothing. I've played to crowds of three and thousands of thousands. I've trashed drums to within an inch of their life, and I've been told to turn down an acoustic guitar. I really do love the muso life, but at this point I've just coasted along as the hired help. Playing for others is easy and fun, but I eventually started wondering if writing and recording my own music be even more satisfying. Well, you're about to find out, because I'll play you a song from Connor B. Fitz from his debut album right now. He's from Newcastle. It says on his website there, Newcastle/Singleton, and I actually spent a little bit of time in the small town of Singleton in the Hunter Valley myself. I worked there for a short while doing some labouring in the mining industry. The Hunter Valley has got a fair bit of mining going on there. It's an interesting little part of the country, not too far from Sydney. So here we go. This is a song called Round the Bend by Mr. Connor B. Fitz from the Hunter Valley.
This boy and girl coming home from school look quite content with life. And why not? They're looking forward to an important date, dinner at home with the family. What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
Luckily, UBC students have lots of on-campus dining options.
Bernoulli's Bagels, serving up authentic Montreal-style bagels made fresh daily on the premises, in addition to sandwiches, soups, squealers, calzones, and freshly squeezed juice. Bernoulli's is located on the main concourse of the sub and open Monday through Saturday. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society. Hey, as far as I'm concerned, my turn's a
bird. Hey, and welcome back to the show here, Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music Show. Thank you so much for tuning in. Every week we play music from the other side of the world and then fresh Canadian tracks. And we're just about to get into some Canadian music, but just letting you know what we played there. At the top of the set was a really interesting chap named Connor B. Fitz and a song off his brand new, his debut solo project. He's a session musician from Australia. He's been playing around, and I thought I'd play for you the first track off his debut album. So it's Connor B. Fitz. And next was the Holly Fatners. Now, my apologies, I said that Connor was from Newcastle, Hunter Valley. It was actually the second song you heard there, the Hunty Fatners. They're actually from the Newcastle, Singleton area. So there you go, the Hattie Fatners, and then the unmistakable vocal sounds of Jeffrey Gurumul Yunupingu, that absolutely remarkable Aboriginal gentleman who plays his music in his traditional voice from the Gurnachi clan. He's from the northeast Arnhem Land region of Australia. He sings mostly in his dialect of the Gurnachi clan, and you definitely hear that come through, an absolutely incredible soulful voice of his. And he's been quite a sensation on the world music scene. He even received play on the BBC Radio 2 playlist, and he's has a long history of playing in great Aboriginal bands in Australia, including Yothu Yindi and the Saltwater Band, of course. So thanks to Mum and Dad, actually, for sending that CD through for Christmas, the Jeffrey Gurumul Yunupingu CD, Gurumul. Thank you so much, Mum and Dad. It's just beautiful. So we're almost about to talk with Dusty from Kill Matilda. We'll be playing a track of theirs pretty soon. She should be calling through about 4:45. But let's see, just before that, I wanted to play for you an Aboriginal band from Australia who I don't think they're around anymore, but they were sort of put in the rap metal kind of category at the time. Their name is Nocturnal. They're from Alice Springs, the Northern Territory. Nocturnal is the band's name. And they had a lot of socially conscious content in their lyrics, drawing on their experience as Aboriginal young men growing up in the Northern Territory. So I wanted to play you a song of theirs. It's from a little while back now. I think the early noughties, this song would have come out. And we'll get into some Kill Matilda and talk with Dusty. Okay, this is Nocturnal.
See, it's an endless illusion. We talk about the things we haven't seen. You see, it's like a scary little vision. Some people never know just where they've been.
You try to find me. I get a feeling for the sun and it blinds me. You try to tell me that you know I can free me. But at the end of the day, you can't be me. I run away.
away from the world, you try to find me. I get a feeling for the sun and it blinds me. You try to tell me that you know what can free me, but at the end of the day you can't be me. Every day I wake up and nothing's clear. My thoughts are messed up, there's no answer here. Well, I've taken all I can, year after year. These are the things you gave to me. Well, I couldn't know or see my destiny. This is the time that I cannot see. I run away from the world, you try to find me. I get a feeling for the sun and it blinds me. You try to tell me that you know.
Justice, you paid me to be here all night. Ooh, you're fun.
And we're back on CITR with Kill Matilda, the great dusty-fronted band. Kill Matilda have recently relocated to Montreal, and Dusty is on the phone right now. Last time we spoke, they were in transit on the way to their new home, and now we're going to talk to her on the phone and get a little update into where the band has been at. So here we go. Hello, Dusty, are you there?
Yep, I'm here.
Oh, excellent. We've got you live on air. Dusty from Kill Matilda. We just played Geisha with a Switchblade and Law Abiding Citizen. How are you, Dusty?
I'm great. How are you?
Not bad, Dusty?
Right now I'm in a building in Montreal skipping French class to talk to you on the phone.
Oh, nice work. Well, yep. How have things been? The last time we did speak, I think you might have been in Winnipeg or somewhere on the way.
No, we had just finished playing in Peterborough, or we were on our way to Peterborough when we talked to you, I think.
That's right, yeah. And how have things been going ever since you arrived in Montreal?
Things have been really amazing, actually. We were really hoping that moving to Montreal would allow us to play more shows and just make more connections and really, like, expand what we were doing. And it's been, I'd say, like, 100% successful. We've played with every band that we've wanted to play with since we got here. We've played every venue we wanted to play since we got here, and we've been playing regularly. The fans are so great here. There's a really vibrant rock and punk scene, and we're making lots of friends and having a lot of fun. It's a great time.
Oh, that's absolutely fantastic, Dusty. You built up so much momentum there. And are you able to play, like, I mean, once a week? Or, like, is that how frequent you're able to play over there?
Well, actually, it's really great. This month and next month, we're playing 3 shows each. And normally in Vancouver, we would play 1 show a month or less.
Hmm.
And we started out a little bit slow like that here while we were getting to know the venues. But because we're so close to Toronto and everything in between, we're able to play more than one city per month.
Hmm.
So this month, on this coming Thursday, we'll be playing in Montreal at Catacombs. the day after we're playing in Oshawa, and the day after that we're playing in Toronto at the famous El Mocambo with another female-fronted band called Crooked Valentine. Or I think they're called My Crooked Valentine. And then next month we're playing twice in Montreal and once in a little town called Saint-Hyacinthe.
Wow, that's fantastic. And it's really economies of scale, isn't it? Like there's so much talent here in Vancouver and Will, but just not as much venues, is there? And you can really...
No, yeah, it's not just the venues. I've been thinking a lot about the difference between Vancouver and Montreal, and it's a combination of venues, high cost of drinks, high cost of living, promoters, and also just a general mindset. You know, when I lived in Vancouver, I had a lot of debates with people about the music scene, and a lot of people, you know, surprisingly, were just happy and to let it be, and they thought that's the how it should be, you know. They were basically happy to accept what they were getting, whereas we were like, no, you know, there's more out there. Mm. And, I mean, Vancouver does have tons of talent, and it's just a moment in time right now where a lot of the rock and punk venues, when we were there, were being shut down. We weren't able, you know, we had tons of shows canceled. I think one month we had, like, four different shows canceled. Promoters and booking agents would just back out on us, you know. It was hard to make money as a band, and a lot of people were unsympathetic. You know, people were just like, oh, that's the way it is. You know, you're a local musician, you do it for the music, you don't do it for the pay, right? And that's true, but you know, you can't sustain, you can't have an ongoing successful band if you're not succeeding. So we came to Montreal and we found so many opportunities. People will go to shows, you know, people will support, people will buy drinks, the cover charge isn't outrageous, the promoters are happy to book you. You know, there's obviously their own, obviously, like, Montreal's not, you know, the land of milk and honey too. It has its own problems, but it definitely has a more, it has a more active and vibrant rock and punk and metal scene. And I think one of the key things is that there are at least five or six venues, and cover is a lot more affordable and sometimes even free, which is unheard of. I would never, no venue would ever say, yeah, sure, you guys can play a free show here, or like, you know, the promoter would put it on for free just to get people in the door. You know, I don't remember ever going to a free show in Vancouver. Even crappy bands that you never heard of cost $10 to go see, and that can be prohibitive because the cost of living in Vancouver is already so expensive. I think it's a combination of factors. But, you know, I have heard from some friends that things in Vancouver are changing, so who knows, you know?
Yeah.
Things are always changing everywhere, I imagine.
Absolutely. But that's really great to hear such positive news that you're just gaining so much momentum there. And no doubt you'll be touring back here eventually, I imagine, and maybe in support of an album.
Yeah, we're going on tour in September and October. We're heading out east first, and so we should be in Vancouver sometime in October.
Right. Well, we'll be certainly looking forward to that and playing some more of your music. We played Geisha with a Switchblade and Law Abiding Citizen, the B-side. And we're almost out of time. So we'll exit with Fault Lines. There's an official video, of course, out for that.
Yeah, we are going to be sending it into Much Music. And I should tell you that our first video, She's a Killer, is on Much Music. Well, it's actually on the Much Loud channel. And the last that I heard, it was on light rotation, which meant that it was being shown about four times a day on a six-hour loop.
Wow.
But if people want to see it, you should email Much Loud and say, I want to see She's a Killer.
That's right.
I want to see it. Oh, yeah. Also, for everyone who's listening, we're actually doing a remix contest right now, which you can check out on our website, which is www.killmatilda.com. And if you remix one of our songs, you're going to win... You have a chance to win, like, some pretty sweet prizes. We're getting new T-shirts and all sorts of swag. But also the winning remix is going to be featured on our MySpace and on our website. And we may, you know, sort of depending on what happens with the next few albums, we may be able to even put it on something hard copy. But it'll definitely be featured on our website. So that's a pretty sweet little gig who wants to do a remix.
Yeah, that's such a cool idea. That's awesome. So is it killmatilda.com or CA?
Killmatilda.com.
There you go. And
exactly.
And we are talking to Dusty, lead singer from Killmatilda, Vancouver metal band who have now relocated for the time being to Montreal. Thanks, Dusty. Always a pleasure.
Yeah, we miss you, Vancouver. We'll see you again.
Will do.
Okay, bye-bye,
We'll talk
Matt.
To you next time. Thanks. Okay, bye-bye. So this is Kill Matilda with Fault Lines, and we'll be back for the last few minutes of the show. Thanks so much, Dusty, and here we go. We'll be right back.
Q's, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Okay, so that's the end of the show. Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show. Thanks so much, Dusty from Kill Matilda, for calling through. Always fun to chat and to play the band's music. You heard Fault Lines right at the end there, just before a really special track I tacked on right at the end. Now, that is a song called Breaking My Heart by a local outfit called Chains of Love. And wasn't that wonderful? What a throwback, a soulful all-girl song there, featuring Nathalia, a local musician who's been in a few bands around town, including The Spreads, who recently just played at the Railway Club. Wasn't that wonderful? It had a real Phil Spector kind of wall of sound feel to it, the all-girl group. The song is called Breaking My Heart. That's really special. So I'll dig into a little bit more about what Chains of Love are all about in the coming weeks and see if we can get a little bit more music played. So thanks so much. This is CITR. I'll be right back to say goodbye.
Hey, hey, this is Blaine from the Accused, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Bye!
Okay, so goodbye from me, Matthew. The podcast and blog, don't forget, if you go to Google, type OZSTRANDED into Google, you'll come up with the blog for this radio show. Thanks for listening. It's been real. Goodbye. Have a nice day. And Chris Riffick up in 1 hour's time. Now, Alternative Radio with Noam Chomsky today. Unreal. Bye-bye.
A group of scientists at MIT came out with a report about a year ago, I guess, describing what they called in the scientific publications the most comprehensive modeling of the climate that had ever been done. And their conclusion, which was unreported out of the science journal, except for the science journals, was that the major scientific consensus of the International Commission is just way off. It's much too optimistic. And if you add other factors that they didn't count in properly, the conclusions are much more dire. And their own conclusion was that unless we terminate use of fossil fuels almost immediately, it's finished. We'll never be able to overcome the consequences.
That's Noam Chomsky, and this is Alternative Radio. I'm David Barsamian. This edition of AR features Noam Chomsky on human intelligence and the environment. As a species, we humans are unique because of our intelligence. At the same time, we have the capacity to defer, deny, and